Hey everybody, welcome to the first ever Bowl After Bowl podcast. I'm your host, Spencer Pearson, and I needed to make this episode basically because I need to sign up for podcasting services through Blueberry, and it's hard to do that without an episode. So this is the first episode, and through it, I'm just kind of going to explain my vision for the podcast, why I'm doing this, what it's all about, and hopefully you can get a better feel of what this is going to be. So let's get into it, shall we? Why am I doing this? Well, I've off and on had blogs over the years on WordPress and other sites, but I can't really keep up with blogging. I'm not disciplined enough to keep up with the blog thing. I've done it. I've tried it. It's okay. I sometimes get followers if I keep with it, you know, but I find it really boring to do a blog, to type and repost pictures and blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the day, it's a lot of work with not very much reward. And another thing about blogging is it's hard to collaborate with other people. Like, with a podcast, you can just sit down and talk to people face-to-face. You have what you're going to talk about written down, and you just talk. And then when you're done, and you post it, and that's that. Another thing is that I don't really plan on listening to these podcasts ever. It's just I plan for it to be a platform for stuff I like, stuff I care about, issues I care about, local businesses I like, local bands I like, shit my friends do, you know, things of that nature. Another thing to bear in mind is that my interests are very varied and random and colorful and wild, and they go in all sorts of different directions. So what will I be talking about? Well, I kind of started doing a lot of my talking as a Boy Scout originally, and I've always sort of had an activist slant or an activist feel, although a slacktivist would be a much better term. I got my real activism start in the drug reform movement. I was president of MU Normal for a while I was still a student at the University of Missouri. And while I was at MU Normal, I kind of got involved. The first thing was the raid that happened here in Columbia, Missouri. You might remember it's the SWAT raid scene around the world where some Columbia police shot this dude's dogs, and it kind of hit YouTube and really made the paces around the internet and got a lot of people just really shaken up. And so that's what originally got me into activism in the first place and got me back into speaking publicly. I did some in the Boy Scouts, but not really about issues that I cared about. I also did it, you know, growing up in church. I do Bible readings, but in the public sphere, it wasn't really until I started with MU Normal that I started talking to people in the public sphere. And throughout all of my activism efforts, I've kind of been frustrated in the fact that when you get involved with a cause, the cause is so narrow and so micro that a lot of the times you'll get members who don't really care about much else. And like I mentioned before, my interests are so varied that, you know, another thing you run into are people from other causes will look down on your cause because it's not theirs. You know, I've got so many times when I was president of Normal and I was trying to get someone excited or involved, they would tell me that they agree with what I said, but that there were more important issues at hand, which is always a really frustrating thing to hear as an activist. So I sort of wanted this podcast to be a sort of free-form podcast, an anything-goes podcast. And, you know, I've been reading a lot of online do-it-yourself tutorials and reading a lot of advice online, namely the Audacity to Podcast, which is a great website I want to plug and thank for kind of getting me set up and getting most of my advice. You can find that at theaudacitytopodcast.com. And that's kind of what helped me get sort of in the air, and I'm still sort of using it to learn because I have no fucking clue what I'm doing right now. I guess another thing I should mention is that the language on this podcast obviously is going to be a little loose and free. I do use words like fuck, shit, piss, goddamn sometimes, and I'm probably not going to be able to censor myself, you know? This is just me coming at you, honestly. Although I don't believe in being mean for any reason, I also don't believe in being politically correct for the sake of being politically correct. I don't believe in censoring myself just because someone might get offended if I don't. So if you are offended by any of that, then please, please, don't listen to this shit. Turn it off right now. Just go somewhere else. It's okay. I'm not making this for you. I'm making this for me and my friends. So, if you're angered by the word cunt, probably should get out now. If you're angered by any sort of political opinion, you should probably get out. And I just want to get that out up front. I mean, I do have my opinions, and I'm going to launch them, and, you know, I don't want to be an asshole about it, but I also don't want to censor myself and hold anything back. Now that that's out of the way, after I did MU Normal, I kind of got into the liberty movement. Some would say libertarianism. I don't call myself a libertarian per se. I just more believe in freedom. All of these labels and all these narrow categories are really what turned me off of the activist being in a position, being the president or the treasurer or the whatever, or being even a blogger. I had a little blog. My latest blog was the Freedom Beat, which is a little WordPress blog, and I'm not sure if I even hit 10 posts on that, just because the scope was so narrow and, you know, the issues were so limited, and it was such an effort for me to really stay focused and do it every week. I don't always want to talk about legalizing marijuana. I don't always want to talk about liberty and freedom issues. I don't always want to talk about local politics. But sometimes I want to talk about all of those things, because all those things are interesting to me. I hope that this is a more free-form way to jump from issue to issue, jump from category to category, without really having to please a certain tiny, narrow section. And hopefully also I can get a wider range of listeners. Now, when I post these episodes, I'm going to try and be diligent about categorizing and tagging them. So if you see a post about, hey, I talked to this legalization advocate, and you don't really give a shit about legalization of weed, then just don't listen to that episode. Perfect. So I'm going to make sure that I kind of tag each episode as to what's going on there. Let's see, what else do I have here? What will you be talking about? Well, also, I'm a drummer. A percussionist. Some people who are drummers call themselves musicians, but I don't really think that's accurate. I don't believe in that. If you are a drummer like myself, you're a percussionist, and you might like to tell girls that you meet that you're a musician, but think about how disappointed, bro, they are going to be when they find out you're just a drummer. You're not a musician. You're not. Stop saying that. You're a percussionist. I don't know. So, you know, I'm a drummer, and I used to work at the Blue Fugue, a local music venue, and so I kind of have an interest in local music. I have interest in music in general, but, you know, the music thing has been on the back burner for me of lately. I've been more into the comedy scene lately, but something I want to be able to do with this podcast is talk music and have an emphasis on local music. Maybe even have some guests who are coming through town and playing here locally. I don't really want to become an echo chamber for some national bullshit. I'd like to talk about what's going on here and around me. While we're on the local topic, I should mention that I'm a Missouri native, grew up in the KC area, and now live in Columbia, Missouri. And that's kind of another thing I want to focus on in this podcast. I'm not busy trying to make a jump to LA or Chicago or New York anytime in the immediate future. I mean, this is where I live. This is where my contacts are. This is where my friends are. This is where my job is. I have a great job at Hot Box Cookies. And I'm kind of committed to staying here in Columbia in the foreseeable future and sort of trying to build something of a scene in all of these wild and zany directions. And so that's another goal of mine for this podcast, a local focus and a Columbia focus and a Missouri focus. KC and St. Louis and the Lake and Joplin, we have such a varied and interesting, we have a variety of cultural options here in Missouri, even though that's probably overlooked by not only the people who don't live here and have never really been able to find Missouri on a map, but even the people who live here and are sort of jaded and are dreaming bigger dreams, the internet can take you everywhere. And so my thoughts are just that I want to stay here and kind of give an extra boost and an extra voice and just a new outlet to local art and local music and local comedians and, you know, just local people in general. I mentioned that I'm a dough maker for Hot Box Cookies, and I've always kind of worked for local businesses when I was here in town. And I really love the idea of small business, local business. Entrepreneurship is something that's always been a you know, a driving force for me, and I love that kind of shit. So local business is something that I want to promote here with the podcast as well. I mentioned that I'm an Eagle Scout, so we might be talking about camping or outdoorsy shit, hiking, or swimming, or how to save someone's life. I don't know. These things might come up. They just might. I recently started performing stand-up, and I've been attending the As Yet Unnamed Comedy Show at Eastside Tavern, which actually is about to start in an hour as of this recording, because it is Tuesday night. They do it every Tuesday at Eastside Tavern, so every once in a while you can catch me, but every week you can catch at least my friends down there at Eastside. They're always performing an open mic show, so that's another thing that we'll have, and you know, some of my guests will definitely be the local stand-up acts. I kind of wanted to do this podcast because I just recently discovered podcasting itself, and podcasting is what got me into wanting to try comedy. The Joe Rogan Experience, one of the most popular podcasts, was sort of brought to my attention by a friend, and I had just gotten to the point at work where it wasn't new for me anymore, and I wasn't really learning new things. It was just sort of I'd gotten in the zone and kind of found myself in a rut of like repetition, and you know, it's sort of a factory worker style job, mixing cookie dough. You know, you've got the butter and then the sugar and then the flour and then the add-ins, and then you put it in the fridge and let it get cold. And you know, when you're first learning, it's new and exciting, but once you've done it a few times and you're making, you know, a few thousand cookies over 8 or 9 hours, it just kind of gets a little bit bland. And podcasting really saved my mental state for that job, because now I go in and I put on a podcast, and you know, I'll put on the Rogan Show, or I'll put on Nerdist or Stanhope's podcast, even though he doesn't release very many, or the No Agenda Show, which I found even more recently, but somebody hit me in the mouth with the best podcast in the universe, the No Agenda Show. So that's you know, listening to those shows just kind of gave me this idea of anyone can do this. I bought a mic and a laptop, and I bought some web hosting service and a domain name, bullafterbull.com. So now I have a platform that I can use as I please, how I please. Now I wanted to point out too that the online tutorial, the audacitytopodcast.com, definitely said not to have an intro episode where you ramble on about your plans and what you're going to do. And also said to keep your show very specific and narrowed, but I'm just not gonna fucking do that, really. I'm not interested in following those pieces of advice. And in my own mind, I think I have sound reason, but it doesn't really matter. This, I like I said, this is for me and my friends. My narrow focus is that I'm from Columbia, Missouri, and I don't know many podcasts in Columbia. I need to do some more research on it, obviously, but none are apparent to me right now. So if you have a podcast in Columbia, Missouri, and you'd like me to check it out, email me. My email address is spencer@bullafterbull.com. So shoot me an email. Also, if you have any ideas for the show or suggestions, people I should interview or talk to, or even if you want to, you know, shoot me an email and tell me the reasons I suck, just shoot me an email, spencer@bullafterbull.com. And, of course, you can always find new episodes there at bullafterbull.com. Let me wrap this up by talking about why should I care? Yes, the listener, why should you care? That, my friend, is entirely up to you. I don't need you to care. I don't need you to listen to me rant and ramble. I don't need any kind of validation. I don't need satisfaction, any of those things. What I'm doing is trying to build some sort of scene to participate in. There are glimmers and flickers of scenes around town, and I'd like to hold a piece of it and give all of those pieces something to collaborate with. I kind of want to be a middleman in so many of these scenes. So, you know, if you're interested in collaborating, and if anything that I said over this past, 10 minutes or so, I guess we're at 16 right now, has piqued your ears, you know, has tickled your earlobes. If you're interested in any of the things I said, or if you're interested in none of those things, but you have a different idea, shoot me an email, shoot me a comment, you know? If you know me, come up and talk to me. Another thing that I want to talk about eventually is some local beers and liquors and, you know, things I like to drink. Right now I'm standing in my bedroom and I have this little mini bar kind of laid out, but I love scotches and bourbons, anything whiskey. I got some Sambuca, some Absinthe, and some Root, which is the liquor that was the inspiration for the non-alcoholic version root beer, which came later. I have, you know, all of these interests, all of these hobbies. I bartend every Friday night at the Gum Bar, Gumby's, downtown. So there are so many different things that you can come at me with, and I'm sure, I mean, if it's interesting, and even if it's not interesting to me, at first, I might even bite. You never know until you find out, as my old man always said. So shoot me an email, please, and, or don't. Just turn it off right now, because it's not going to be interesting unless you decide that it is. Why should you care? I don't really know. This is all up to you. This is not up to me. If you think that my stuff isn't up to par, tell me how I should fix it. And if you can't think of how I should fix it, then I don't know. I've obviously gone on way too long. So thank you for listening to this intro episode. Hopefully it gave you something of value, something that you can take and get inspired with yourself. And let's collaborate. Hit me up. Thanks so much.